This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, coming to you from the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands. It is the Friday show. I am Ben.
It's Alex.
You can call in and talk about whatever you would like. Call-in number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. We have been talking about science, how it seems that the science on this whole lockdown thing is based on a very, very faulty modeling system. And yet, no one is going to give this up. From lockdownskeptics.org, the code review of Ferguson's model, this is a former senior Google engineer who reviewed code that had been, let's just say, massaged for months by Microsoft and Google engineers, not the actual code that gave these millions and hundreds of thousands of deaths predictions that were used by the U.S. government, the U.K. government, and others, which have clearly not proven out, including here, where we've had, how many cases have we had here? Under 20.
19.
19 cases. Two people died, both of which were on the older side, probably some comorbidity.
Both had comorbidity.
Yes. Diabetes, probably. There's a lot of obesity here on this particular island. Well, I think just in the Pacific Islands in general, this is not some mystery.
We like our spam.
There's a lot of spam.
We like them thick.
This is true. This is true. Well, and it's also culturally selected for. So, like in Polynesia, for instance, you know, in the traditional Hawaiian culture, being a bit larger was often a sign of wealth. You know, that you could get. This is true in quite a few cultures, actually, around the world. And so, but still, only two deaths. And, but the prediction of how many deaths were supposed to be here.
Oh, well, there was a couple of predictions.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear, because this is one of the things that I've liked through this process about Marianas Islands, is that this has been, because there's only 55,000 people in the Commonwealth, this has been a great microcosm since they've been participating in the hysteria. This has been a great microcosm so that we can sort of examine, with the numbers small, what the realities of this thing is. So go ahead and let's read off where Marianas Islands fell in this modeling and predictions.
So the best model after the lockdowns, because initially they were, you know, the whole country was saying we're going to have like a million plus people dead.
Right.
It's going to be panic. Like, it's going to be worse than anything we've ever seen before. And then they started revising the models down, 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 down. Oh, this lockdown's working. And that's why the model is so off. So after the lockdown already started in April, they said they estimate that it will peak at May 9th with 3,000 cases by May 9th.
3,000 cases by May 9th. So when
not just 3,676 to be exact.
So, which is actually, when you're talking about 5,500 people, that 600 makes it a pretty big difference in your numbers. So this, when did this model come out that they said?
I believe this was April 9th.
So on April 9th, when the, you know, dude, on April 9th, they had, there's only been, since April 9th, because we were here before April 9th, there's only been like five more positives since April 9th, and four of those are asymptomatic.
Yep.
And they said on April 9th, they said they were expecting 3,000 more cases.
Yeah.
And clearly that didn't happen.
Yeah, they're off by like over 100 times.
But this is the microcosm. But yet the trajectory of the government's behavior.
On the other hand,
go ahead.
We can make two arguments, right?
Let's do it.
We could say that, you know, this is nonsense. There's been 19 cases. These are a bunch of idiots, which, you know, I'm partial to that. I'll be honest.
Okay, go ahead.
The other hand, we'd be speaking out of two sides of our mouth, though, because there's asymptomatic carriers, right? Most people who get it don't even know. So it's actually, okay. If we get antibody tests, it could be totally possible that we had 3,700 cases.
Well, from what I heard from a doctor here just the other night, we were having a conversation about this, and he said thousands of people here have already been tested. And out of the thousands that they tested, they only got these four. So that tells me, I mean, if you've already got, let's say we had 1,000 tested and there's four, okay, that gives us a good enough sample. So what's 4 times 55?
So they rolled these tests out at the beginning of May after being locked down for a month. So in theory, it should have died off in quarantine as people are like, you know.
But we're still in the same situation, right? Because that it's fine. We could even deal with that. Let's deal with that. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say every single person. Let's give them all, everybody, right? Let's say all 55,000 people here have the antibodies, which is what you would get from a vaccine. So basically, let's say everybody's got it already, right? It's not actively out there. People have had it. They're immune. Why is there still any lockdown?
Why would we say everyone has it?
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
That's not the benefit of the doubt.
No, everyone had it. Right? So you said, everybody's done.
They're projecting 3,700 cases and 250 deaths. Right?
Okay, so, but that's clearly not happened or happening.
It could have been. There's been 3,700 cases.
Well, but not
the
deaths.
The deaths is the part that you criticize him with. Right?
Well, so because the deaths is an objective number. You can objectively look.
Or hospitalizations. I think that's
sure.
The real.
Sure.
Metric should be hospitalizations and deaths.
And there haven't really been hospitalizations here at all. The hospitals are under.
I don't know about you, but I don't care if someone gets the cold. I don't care if someone gets the flu.
No.
I care about when people are dying, right? If you're,
sure.
You get sick, that's part of being human.
Yes.
It's what happens after? Do you recover or do you not?
Well, this, I think what you just said is one of the most important things that people are missing, and why I say this is part of what I call the dim age. It's almost like a dark age. It's of like superstition and magic. Somewhere along the line, we forgot that getting sick. How does this escape an adult human being? That you are going to get sick in your life. You are going to have minor illnesses. We have all had. Probably everybody, if you're an adult, you've had dozens, if not hundreds, of minor illnesses. Some that were so minor that they lasted like 12 hours. You had a little sniffle. What's that? I wonder what it is. Boom, your body had knocked it out. Others that were like...
Others, you're curled up over that porcelain throne just...
Sure, or
coming out
or
of
or
both
worse.
Sides.
I had chicken pox. Did you have chicken pox?
No.
I had chicken pox. When I was... I mean, I'm a little older than you, so I think they may have had the chicken pox vaccine by the time... you know, you were probably ready to get chickenpox, but everybody got chickenpox. In my mom's generation, everybody got measles and mumps. They were called childhood diseases. Everybody got it.
And a couple died, but in general, most people were okay.
There was no fear that I was going to die when I got chickenpox. That was the last. Look, I'm a very perceptive. I think I was 5 or 6 years old. I'm very perceptive. I've got a lot of empathy. I can read people very well. That's been successful for me in the careers that I've had. There was not the littlest bit of stress that I was in any actual danger when I got the chickenpox from my parents or anyone else around. None. They knew how to deal with it. Get some calamine lotion. Get some Aveeno bath. You know,
but those were the dark ages when, you know, a kid could walk to school by themselves at the age of 15.
Thank you.
They weren't worried that, like, you know, oh, they're gonna like get lost and die.
Well, but then again, can't they still? I feel like this is all part of the same thing. The infantilizing, the overprotectiveness of society in general, and we've forgotten what it is to be human. Because you know what? The world, It's got sharp edges. There are sharp edges in this world.
We've domesticated ourselves.
Well, we are a domesticated species. Yes, I would say that.
And it's But back to the model. It's
well. Let's talk about the model in just a minute. Because I think it can't be stressed enough when these people are talking about we're trusting in science, and then the science is flawed. Something's got to change. Call us. Tell us what you think. 855-450-FREE. We'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
When we adopted Buddy, we didn't know that he has his feet sitting up. Divot had just put him down.
DINOVITE.com.
I heard about Dynovite and started mixing it in with his food. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dynovite.
I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dynovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynovite from DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. We are coming to you from the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands, the island of Saipan, in the middle of the Pacific, to be specific. I am Ben.
And it's Alex.
That was corny. We are here. We're not as locked down as other places, but there are, I think that people should be taking their opportunity to get out when they can. We heard that in Arizona, you know, they're not as locked down. In Florida, they're not as locked down. I came from California, so this is really a stark difference from that. Before I was in California, I was in New Hampshire. And for those who are in New Hampshire, you can go to ForkFest 2020. We believe that this is probably going to take place. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That means there's no ticket cost. You just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you could create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, please be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. So, yeah, just call Rogers Campground, 4th of July. Isn't that going to be weird, Alex? Like, let's celebrate our independence on lockdown.
Yeah, I think that's when we're really going to see the energy start to come up, right? When it's 4th of July and they're like, you can't have a barbecue with your family.
Mm.
People are like, what now? Good luck. And the police and stuff are probably going to want to take that day off, too. It's going to be hard to break up millions of barbecues all across the country.
People
are going to get rowdy.
Well, I don't know, man. People have been, you know, they have not needed to put boots on the ground. People have been playing along with this game, but
it's just a 2-week shutdown.
Right.
Can't you just for 2 weeks just have some compassion for grandma?
Everybody was telling me
just
that.
Just think of grandma for just 2 weeks.
It's,
you know,
people who believe that it was from the beginning. And the thing is, I was very public about my statements on this. Like, you could go back and look at my Twitter from February. Even I was very public, and I, you know, people were like, exactly that. Oh, you want people to die? You can't be selfish 2 weeks. And it's like, yeah. That was in Southern California. What did they just say? July for sure. This was back in February, March for sure. And I was like, it's not going to be 2 weeks because you don't know what the state is. You don't know anything about the state. Yeah.
They just shift the goalposts. You know, first it was like, we just need time to get ventilators. You know,
right.
We're going to need
flatten the curve.
30,000 ventilators for New York. You know, just stay home so we can like gather some ventilators. And then it's like, okay, ventilators, those don't work as well as we thought, and we have too many of them anyway. So what do we need now?
Flatten the curve.
PPE. We need some new PPE, and we need these viral drugs and, you know, vaccines, and it's. They've switched, and sometimes they switch throughout the day, right? Maybe in the morning they start off like, you know, the vaccine, and then it's like they're trying to wear you down.
Well, you know? I've heard from many people that, you know, they're exhausted, and that's why they're just not participating. Let's go to the phones, man. We've got Paul, Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's listening on WGOW. Paul wants to talk about, maybe has some information. We were talking about childhood illnesses. What say you, Paul?
Oh, 62 years old, if you don't mind me getting in my soapbox.
Go ahead.
I agree with, I'd say, 99.6% of what you're talking about. The human race is resounding. It will survive. Look at the stuff we've survived over the years. You know, plagues, infestations, bug attacks, volcanic eruptions. Hey, at 32, I got chickenpox.
Mm.
My son brought it home from grade school, and I just had a bad cold. I couldn't stand it anymore. I went to the doctor, and they almost put me in the hospital because the guy next to me was 45, and it would have killed him. I went home. I got better. I'm fine, you know.
Right.
I had the measles when I was a kid. I had, like, a chicken pox 32. I've had a few colds here and there. I'm diabetic. I'm still alive. You know, it's a panic level I've never seen before, and that's just what it is. It's a panic level. And
I definitely agree with that.
And why are we so afraid of death? It's like I've never seen a society more afraid of death than we are now that could care less about living.
Well, let me give some thought on this, because I've been thinking about it quite a bit. There is something, you know, this is affecting for a good chunk the baby boomer generation, right? They're starting to leave the planet. They're starting to pass on into the next dimension. And
right.
That generation, the narrative of that generation, I mean, this was the generation that said, don't trust anybody over the age of 30, right? The whole idea was that there was this underlying, we're going to live forever, we're going to be young forever. That generation has played that out. I mean, plastic surgery came up during as that generation started to get older and whatnot. That you know, the investing in staying young and the ideal of wanting to remain young has been a big part, something big of that generation. And as age has set in, I think some of this is just really a level of denial. What do you think about that, Paul?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Personally, I intend to live to be at least 100.
Good.
Now, if God changes his mind and wants me some other place, hey, here we go. Let's go.
Well, do you think the boomers are the problem? I'm not getting the impression that the boomers are the engineers of this. They seem to be the opportunists. I think it's like the young, radical, like, expand the state progressive wing really loves this the most.
Yeah, the ones who didn't get any American history or world history in school,
right.
The ones who probably didn't get their Constitution test done, which was required at my time, both
mine
state
too.
And national. I was living in Illinois until I was 50, moved to Arizona for a couple of years, and now I'm here. But I grew up around the Chicago area, and it progressively got weirder. I don't know if they want to use that word or not, but it was, 4th of July, Chicago area, taste of Chicago, right around the 4th of July, Grant Park is like 18 billion people.
Right.
That's going to be interesting on 4th of July, won't it?
There is so much weirdness. Thank you for the call, Paul. Thank you very much. There is just so much weirdness. Weird is a good word. I've been using that word when people are like, well, why did you leave California? And I say, it was getting weirder, and it was already weird. I think the only way to describe this is weird.
Well, I would just remind people that, you know, don't be so obsessed with avoiding death that you forget to live.
Wise words. Call in and give us your wise words. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump unveiled an effort aimed at developing a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year and said the country would return to normal with or without one. The formal announcement came as researchers around the world scramble to develop the vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible.
Many view an effective vaccine as the only way life can return to normal for people under stay-at-home orders or businesses whose operations have been limited. And even Defense Secretary Mark Esper agrees with the president that a vaccine is coming soon.
We will deliver, by the end of this year, a vaccine at scale to treat the American people and our partners abroad.
48 states will have lifted or loosened stay-at-home restrictions by the end of the weekend. This is USA Radio News. Connecticut will distribute 50,000 infrared thermometers for small businesses and places of worship to aid in COVID-19 monitoring efforts, according to Governor Ned Lamont. The thermometers will be delivered to municipalities, which in turn will contact organizations that will fill out an online form with instructions on picking up their thermometer. Businesses with between 2 and 100 employees are eligible to receive that thermometer. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware are working together to open beaches the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Nowhere more clear than when it comes to opening beaches. One state doesn't open beaches, another state does open beaches. You will see people flood to that state.
Cuomo said group sports such as volleyball will still be prohibited and playgrounds and arcades will remain closed to help prevent a resurgence of coronavirus. Beaches will open to only 50% capacity and social distancing will be enforced. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. This is the Friday show. I am Ben.
And it's Alex.
You can call in and talk to us about anything you'd like. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Although you can talk about anything, why would you want to talk about anything besides this global kerfuffle that we've got going on? We're going to go to the phones in just a second. We've got Dave in Jackson. What is that? Jackson, Mississippi.
Ooh,
Jackson, Mississippi. Right before we do, though, want to give a thank you to our amplifier today. CNJ Bartholomew is our gold amplifier. Tell them about this amplifier program.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Vin, but I'm having a great time. I think we're doing a lot of good work for spreading ideas. You can call in if you think you can do it better, you have criticism. There's not many places like that out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you value the ability to call in, freedom, liberty, support Free Talk Live. The way to do that is through the AMP program, Advertise, Market, and Promote. The show's on over 200 radio stations around the country. Oh, man.
My man's been eating Cheerios.
Yeah.
200 radio stations around the country. We want to get to 400, 300?
All of them.
Oh, see, I turned you down so that you could cough. We want to get to all of the stations, and you can help us by doing that, participating in the AMP program. So, yes, CNJ Bartholomew Thank you, thank you, thank you very much for that. And we would like to see all of you as amplifiers helping us to spread the message of liberty. And, yes, of course, you can call in and talk about anything that you want. And so let's go to the phones. We've got Dave, Jackson, Mississippi, WKHM. Dave, what say you?
Michigan.
He's in Michigan. I'm sorry. He's in Michigan. I'm sorry. You're in Jackson.
Wretched Grittner. Hey, we got a favorable ruling. The Republicans did. They got a favorable ruling in the court there, and it's going to go to the Supreme Court sometime next week. But RG Day is going to be on Memorial Day. We got all kinds of beaches there and sand on the Great Lakes shoreline. And if it's 85, 90 degrees and sunny, Whitner is going to not only have to call the Michigan National Guard, she will have to call the Coast Guard if she wants to get these people off the beach.
So, yes, Michigan, I'm sorry that I did you Mississippi there. I saw the Jackson. Michigan, you know, I have such great friends. It's weird. I have rarely spent time in Michigan, but I love Michiganders. I think that it's probably, culturally, Michiganders are some of the most unique and interesting and also just sort of straightforward folks that I've ran into. I'm surprised that this governor has been able to get away with what she has gotten away with. Dave, what is it that, I'm sorry, I kind of interrupted you. What's going on? You were talking about something with something going to the Supreme Court regarding her orders?
Yeah, what she did is she's closed off the campground so there's no camping. And Memorial Day is on the 25th, and we got to stay at home order until the 28th of May. And it just isn't going to wash with a four-day weekend. If it's nice out, these people are going to hit the, and it's beautiful up here in Michigan on the beaches, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, wherever you go here in Michigan, it's beautiful on the Great Lakes. And, if she wants to stop them, she's going to have to call out the Michigan National Guard and also, the Coast Guard, because I don't see it happening. I see these people busting loose, and kind of like what happened over there in Wisconsin. I see a carbon copy of that, gentlemen. And you guys keep up the good work, because you're good libertarians, and these kids read the Constitution. Don't let this happen. I'm just a 65-year-old man. These people suck, and you let them know that they suck. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Dave,
right?
Sounds like your kind of guy. He sounds like your kind of guy.
No, you got to get out there, raise some rabble, you know. It's the government should fear the people, and I think they've forgotten that, and it's time we remind them. And what better way to do that than by having a barbecue on the beach?
Yeah, this is Jefferson said, tyranny is when the people fear the government, and liberty is when the government fears the people. It's deep.
Yeah.
It's deep. The government
I think also
should feel
as another quote about trees. Do you know that one? The tree of liberty from time to time needs to be refreshed with the blood of tyrants. I think it was something along those lines. I guess
if
there's food shortages in the store, we'll have to find alternative sources of meat.
Oh, boy. Well, Soylent Green is people. You can give us a call and give your opinions on quotes of the Founding Fathers or anything else that you would like. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, Thomas Jefferson is known to have had, at the time, one of, if not the largest, private collection of books, libraries, in, I believe it is, in the English-speaking world at that time. The top book, top-selling book, in the English, in the American colonies, I should say, in 1776, was Thomas Paine's Common Sense. It's interesting to me that what marked the beginning of America, really, you could say that America was birthed out of the Enlightenment, out of the same time that what we consider to be our crowning achievements of science were also really flourishing. Science, economics, a philosophy of culture, a philosophy of society, the rebirth of and amalgamation of some of the greatest ideals in how to govern people. And it seems like the end of that era or the end of that empire, we are returning to, they're still saying science. Like the governor of California says, we're going to rely on the science. We're going to rely on the science. But then when the science turns out, as it did with this Neil Ferguson, the quote-unquote science, because the man's got a PhD after his name, means that he can write a model that doesn't work in a single line of shoddy spaghetti code that's a single page that's 15,000 lines, and that now constitutes science enough for totalitarianism to get justified. It seems like we have come full circle on this whole thing. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's the, and they even talk about that in the criticism, it's the credentialism. I have a PhD, I'm a doctor now. You should call me doctor because I got a PhD. I never liked that idea. People introduce themselves. I remember as a kid, they'd say, oh, like, Dr. So-and-so. And I'd be like, oh, cool.
Hold on. We've got a very important call. Let's see if we can bring this through. We've got Mwese Jerome. And Mwese is calling us from Mwesige Jerome, it looks like, is calling us from Uganda and wants to tell us Uganda is locked down. And he wants to tell us about that. Am I saying this right? Mwesige. Are you there?
Yes, it's right. Mwesige Jerome from Uganda.
Tell us what's going on in Uganda. We may in just a minute have to go to a little break, but keep talking. I'll let you know. I would love to hear how things are going. We don't know how it is in Uganda. Talk to us. What's going on?
Yes, like the rest of the world, Uganda is locked down, and what is bad enough, the government is infringing on people's rights. For example, Uganda is locked down. People are not allowed to access food. Government is giving people rotten food, rotten milk, expired milk. And politicians and individuals are not allowed to supply food. When you do that, is attempted murder. And most of people have been arrested, especially politicians. Some politicians have been arrested, tortured, because they are trying to give people food.
Wait,
population is poor.
Please stop. One second. So you're telling me. Hold on. One second. We've got somebody who just jumped in here. You're telling me that in Uganda, that the Ugandan government is giving people rotten food, and if you try to give people food, they're arresting you for attempted murder. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. The government passed a decree, passed an order.
Oh.
And one of MP called Zake was arrested and was tortured because of trying to give people food.
Stay on the line here. We've got to go to a quick break, but stay on the line. We will get you when we come back. I'd love to hear more about this, what's going on in Uganda. Call us if you want to tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are coming to you from the Northern Marianas Islands. You can call in and talk about anything you like, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. It's Vin.
And Alex.
You can also call in on the Discord call-in lines. That is discord.lrn.fm. And we're going to go to the Discord line. We're hearing from Wasige, who is in Uganda. He was just telling us about the situation there and how if you that the government is giving people rotten food, they're not allowing food to be sent or given to people. And if you try to give people food independently, what's going on, Wasige? Tell us about what's happening over there.
Yes, as I told you earlier, when the government is restricting giving food, it is actually trying to monopolize that. And the government proposed an order, actually. If anybody or a politician give food, he will be charged with attempted murder. And most people have been caned because of that. Some have been taken to prison, and one of the MP called Zaka, as I told you, was tortured. Has wound all over the body, and others actually are suffering because of that. Some markets have been closed, those which are not practicing social distancing, and getting food, of course, it is quite challenging some people. And because people are locked down, they are not working, and you remember the population in Uganda, as I told you, is poor, 90%, and from hand to mouth. If someone does not go to work, of course, he would remain at the expense of either stealing from a neighbor or waiting for the government to bring food. As I told you, the government is bringing food, which is not enough. You know the inefficiency of the government. The food is not always enough. When they bring it late. And I told you, they bring poor portion, which is bad. As I told you, the speaker recently was complaining, the speaker of parliament was complaining that food is rotten, and the beans are rotten, and the milk which was served to the young people, those who are disabled and others, and the estate mother, the food was expired. The meat was expired, I mean. And that food I'm talking about, it came at a very costly price. Uganda has recently borrowed 498 million from the USA dollars from IMF, and it also borrowed some money. It got some money from America and the embassy in Uganda. It also borrowed. It got money also from the parliament of Uganda. Also passed the money, and that money, it has been given to the to the executive and the task force, which is actually concerned with supplying food. And the contract were awarded to the relative who were supplying that broken food. When you see the circus within food and actually the order on that food supply and the lockdown, all about violating the citizen liberty. And of course, the government has gone ahead. You can hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. This is hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, give me 1 second. You're breaking up here. Maybe we can get it to clear up a little bit. I think this is really something that everybody who is saying why are you against these lockdowns and putting the narrative of, oh, you don't care, people are going to die. All of those people should realize you are responsible. The people in the in Europe, in the United States, who have advocated for these lockdowns, who have allowed all of this chicanery to go on, and then it spread. I said that this was the real virus. This was the memetic virus, the mind virus that was going to spread. And now it has spread to places that cannot sustain it, like Uganda. And this is what happens. So if you are supporting lockdowns in your country because you're comfortable, you are responsible, in my opinion, for the suffering of the individuals in the places that can't support them. Wasige, are you still there?
I'm around, sir.
Yes, go ahead. You sound much better now.
The question about lockdown is quite challenging because, as I told you, Uganda is a poor population. It is a country with a very big poor population, like the rest of Africa. So when the government locked down, and people cannot work, cannot access anything, actually the lockdown is an economic virus which affects majority of the people here, and people are dying because some people are dying of other diseases due to lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot go to hospital. They don't have transport means. And accessing the public transport means is very, very challenging. Calling the number, sometimes they put a public number to call. When you call it, it's always unavailable or it is always busy.
Mm-hmm.
So some pregnant mothers, people who are sick of pressure, they always find challenges. So locking down is kind of challenging. And as I told you, it is an economic virus. So the government needs to revise that one. One of the politicians was recently saying, if you lock down someone, you're supposed to feed him. For example, if they take you in prison, the government takes a mandate of feeding you. So the lockdown, someone was saying, if people are all locked down, government is supposed to feed them also.
Yes.
Because the government charges people here the taxes. So people have a debate to claim for that, but though the government does not use it properly.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you, this lockdown has also been used by the government here as a tool to oppress citizens, especially those in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, we are going in an election to overthrow the government, the president who has stayed in power for 5 years now almost. But the government, as I'm saying, it has taken an advantage to block the opposition. They are taking up the sword. They want to grab that opportunity and show the people that the only government that is working. So the people who intend to collect all the food, they must take them to the government task force, which government task force will supply. And actually, most people have supplied eggs, have supplied this fresh food. That fresh food is being supplied is not given to the people. People are asking themselves, where does that food donated by the people, where is it going? Honorable government is getting some kosho and other food on the money which is budgeted for. But this food donated, we don't know where it's going actually.
Mm.
People are not getting eggs because some people are donated eggs. They donated milk, they donated cabbage, matoke, but that food is non-existent.
Mm.
We don't know, people are asking where is it going.
Well, we know, I think, you know, history tells us, the nature of government tells us exactly where it's going. It, a government getting a chance to be corrupt, a corrupt government is going to take this narrative and they're going to run with it. Mwesige, thank you very much for the call. Would love to hear from you again next week if you'd like to call in. We absolutely would love to hear from you. These are important stories, Alex.
We need to remember that we're a small percentage of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though America, we're a huge country, we're not even 5% of the global population. It's mm-hmm. nice to get a reminder every once in a while that there's other countries, other people out there, and as bad as we have it, they have it worse, and the worst.
Well, but we also have a responsibility. And this is, you know, I've compared this for months now to the Salem witch trials. And during that time, there was a witch panic throughout the world. This is a mass hysteria that we're in. And the problem with the mass hysteria is, while it might just be a game to some, like the celebrities here who are holed up in their house, or the nurses playing making little TikTok dance videos, when that spreads, when the hysteria spreads, you are responsible for who it spreads to. Just in the same way that they're trying to say, oh, if it spreads to grandma, you're responsible for her death. Well, all of you who have spread this mind virus and allowed the state to be totalitarian where you are, you're responsible for what Mwesige is talking about in Uganda. I fully hold you responsible, fully, 100% for the spreading of that virus.
Tens, if not hundreds of millions of lives are at stake here. This isn't just some, you know, local governor campaigning for their re-election in a few months. This is like lives at stake, and we shouldn't forget that.
Yes, this is an absolutely, absolutely a life or death scenario for a lot of people, and it's not going to be about the virus come a year from now, 6 months from now. I don't believe it's about the virus now. It's certainly not about the virus where we are at the moment. There are 4 confirmed cases, all of whom are asymptomatic. They quarantined them all, by the way. So that's interesting, right? You're imprisoned, quarantined. There's a lot that's not about this virus, but there's a lot that's about liberty. That's going to be it for us today. Alex, thanks. Thanks, man. It's always a pleasure. We will see you guys again next week, next Friday evening, where we'll be back from CNMI right here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.